Today in the U.S. District Court in Chicago, Archer Daniels Midland pleaded guilty to 2 counts of price fixing. Yesterday, the Illinois-based grain company agreed to pay a record $100 million fine. It also says it will cooperate with the Justice Department in its investigation of anti-competitive practices in the global agribusiness industry. Two ADM executives, including the son and heir apparent of Chairman Duane Andreas, are expected to be indicted later on. Meanwhile, some of the company's largest shareholders are pressing their demands that the company implement reforms. NPR's Jim Zeroli has this report.
ADM officials appeared in a federal courtroom in Chicago to enter the plea. The hearing came one day after the company announced it had agreed to pay what is by far the largest fine ever imposed for antitrust activity. U.S. officials have accused ADM of being part of a conspiracy to manipulate the price of two widely used agricultural products, lysine and citric acid. Joel Klein, acting head of the Justice Department's Antitrust Division, spoke at a press conference in Washington today.
In essence, greed, simple greed, replaced any sense of corporate decency or integrity. This is shameful behavior that goes to the very essence of a competitive, open, free market, and we will not tolerate it.
U.S. officials took pains to defend themselves against criticism about the size of the fine. Some observers have noted that while the fine is large, it's still a relatively minor amount for a company the size of ADM. But Klein rejected that charge.
This is not simply the largest fine in the history of antitrust enforcement. It is a whole different order of magnitude. This is close to 7 times the previous high fine that we have ever achieved. That's why we think this is a very big and important day for us in the antitrust enforcement field.
By pleading guilty today, ADM has put an end to the Justice Department's investigation of the company's role in the price-fixing schemes. But the company must fully cooperate with federal investigators as they continue their inquiry, providing them with any documents they request and making employees anywhere in the world available for interviews. U.S. officials noted today that the company's cooperation is especially important because much of the evidence they're seeking lies overseas, where U.S. subpoenas have no force of law. But the agreement to cooperate with federal officials leaves the company in an awkward position because 2 top executives are still expected to face individual charges. These include Vice Chairman Michael Andreas, whose family and its friends are heavily represented within the company and on the board of directors. Some critics have charged that the board has been lax about standing up to the Andreas family in the past. Michael Yassim is a professor of management at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School.
In my view, the board was asleep at the switch when these kinds of events were taking place that has led to the $100 million settlement. And the board now needs to aggressively become involved in ensuring that there's the right kind of management atmosphere as it bears on everything from strategy to ethical and legal behavior.
Yassim noted that as this investigation has unfolded, some of the company's largest shareholders have been especially critical of management for failing to oversee the company properly, and he said that criticism should only intensify now.
This settlement and the cloud hanging over the company of future indictments is only further impetus, I think, for the big institutional investors to tighten the vise.
In fact, one of the company's largest shareholders, the California Public Employees Retirement System, issued a toughly worded statement noting that had the board done its job, that $100 million fine would have been passed on to shareholders as profit. And it said the plea underscored the need for a new board that would be truly independent. All this is certain to be a major topic of discussion when the board meets later this week. This is Jim Zeroli in New York.